Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. I'm back. I only missed 1 week. Don't panic. Ball's not taking over for good. It is Friday, the 15th of March. I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeously stylish co-host, Julie Daniels, the chic stylist.
You got it right, Lizzie.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Hello,
good
everyone.
Good morning. And our guest is the lovely Stacey Tillett from Tillett. Stacey Tillett Marketing.
Thank
almost
you very much.
Got it right.
Almost. It's only my name and marketing.
Exactly. And marketing. The marketing expert. We have to give you a little title. The marketing guru. The marketing expert.
Thank you.
Something like that. We have got a packed show for you today. So yes, I did miss last week. Paul did a fabulous job standing in. So thank you very much, Paul. It's almost as if he has a little bit of experience here.
Just a tad.
I know. But did you realise we filled the studio with men last week? Because all of us ladies were busy.
And what were we doing?
We were going on safari. We were drinking bubbles and actually having a fabulous event at Port Lim.
We sure did. It was amazing.
Wasn't it great?
Beautiful. Well done, Amanda.
Thank you.
Really,
it was really fun. We had a great day last week. For those of you who don't know, I hosted or co-hosted an International Women's Day event with Jane Michaud of the Aspinall Foundation at Port Lim. We had loads of networking. We had 65 women in the room. We had panel discussions about the barriers that women are still facing or could still be facing in the working world, running a business, working in any type of business. It was great. It was really interesting. I don't know about you, Julie, but I found the panel discussions quite interesting because I'm not a feminist by any means, and I do agree that diversity and inequalities are that exactly. It shouldn't be about us women trying to do all the men's jobs that possibly we couldn't want to do. But I found the most of the panel discussions not actually too biased. They weren't too feminist heavy. They were just looking at things like imposter syndrome, which I think every single human being at some point in their life suffers from. And especially when you start running your own business, I think every single business owner will have to put their hands up and say that at one point when they started their business, they definitely suffered from imposter syndrome, because you just always feel like, you know,
you question, don't you? And I think you've just got to remind yourself of how many times you've done what you've done.
Exactly.
And that you're the expert in what you do.
Exactly. You believe in yourself and then everybody else will believe in you.
Exactly.
I'm all full of sayings today. Look at me, I'm all spiritual and everything. I know, but it was a really great day. So we have to say thank you to Port Lim for hosting us and for everybody that came and enjoyed us. And of course, we did go on safari at the end of the day.
That was so cool.
Although the giraffes went in.
I know, we just missed the giraffes.
Just
so gutted. We're like, no, don't shut the door.
As our safari truck was coming down,
the giraffe heads were going behind the shed.
They're like, no.
They saw you come in, perfect timing.
Exactly. They were like, quick, hide.
They're going to want to see us, so should we just pop in?
Yes, exactly. Let's hide. But we did see loads of animals. I've been on that safari several times, as people will probably know, but you always see something different. And what's quite nice going at this time of year, yes, it's chillier and you have to go earlier in the day to catch some of the animals, like the giraffes they put away because it gets cold. But they also set up feeding stations and everything. So all the antelopes and the deer, and they're right there next to us. And
we got some, that was really good.
That was really great. And the zebras were really close
up
as well.
Close and personal.
Which was really nice.
Amazing.
So it's always good when you go to Port Lim. Wherever you go, walking around doing the safari, you always get to see something different, something new, which is great. They're doing an amazing job there. So the Aspinall Foundation.
Beautiful venue.
I love it. I love it. As people may know, it's one of my favourite places. I need to go there now because I've had a whole week not going there.
So. You need your Olympics.
Olympics. It was quite funny. I was doing guided tours. Come to my house. Let me show you around my house. I'm at dinner party. But it was great. And the whole week's gone already. It's middle of March.
It's flying
by.
Crazy. Easter's going to be around the corner.
I know. Somebody started saying to me about Christmas. I was like, shut up.
No, somebody said the C word to me the other day. I can't believe you've said
no.
Disgusting.
No. Disgusting. How dare you?
Don't even think about
it
until November.
Exactly.
Although Amanda loves Christmas.
I do love Christmas.
And
I'll
bet you have the calendar behind your desk somewhere there, counting it down equally.
Not yet. I'm good. But we start normally July, August, because obviously in July, August, people start talking about their Christmas parties.
I'll let you off then. That's so okay.
My industry has to start Christmas early.
That's their excuse.
You do it for your work.
Absolutely. It's terrible. Terrible. We've got loads of shout outs on the Twitter, which is great this morning. We do want to still hear from you, the audience out there. So please do give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with an X, hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Let us know how your week's been, what you're up to. Have you been blown away yet by this wind? Are you ahead?
I sure did. Oh my God.
My fence panels have.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's been horrible, hasn't it?
It went from Storm Freya to Storm, we're on the G's now. Storm Gareth.
Gareth.
It's not a particularly scary name, really, is it? It doesn't sound scary, but
Gareth.
I wasn't happy with Gareth when all my fencing came down in the garden, but hey, keep headcom fencing in business.
Yeah,
exactly. I saw on the news, actually, I can't remember where it was, but a garden had a garden shed blown up and over the fence and into a big old tree.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Did you see that?
Twitter or Facebook? It might have been Instagram. One of the
and
three.
Literally, it's a tree with a big shed like hanging off the branches.
How did you get it down?
No.
Crazy. But yeah, that goes to show the force of Storm Gareth.
Absolutely. It's a roll on summer, is all I can say.
Yeah.
But do let us know. Give us a tweet. Also, you can call us in the studio. Come on, we want to know what events are coming up. We've got some great ones to shout out about. But if you've got an event coming up that you'd like us to shout about, please do give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. And as always, you can email me at any point if you'd like to, if you've got an event you want me to shout out, or if you'd like to come on the show. We're probably booked up until end of May now, but obviously we can always put you on the list. So email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, obviously last week ladies weren't here, so we did have the boys in the studio. So we had Paul, Mark, and their guest was Shotty Cocker, who is a digital marketing, but he designs infographics.
Oh, I love an infographic.
Which is great. Give him a subject. So great. If you missed that show or any of the previous show, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab and they're all there. So it's some of the previous shows are fabulous. If you missed them, go along. Download us as a podcast and take us wherever you go.
Woohoo!
I know.
In the car.
Yeah. I've started doing that, a bit of listening to podcasts because I'm driving around a lot these days. So I was thinking.
Also, whilst cooking, I do a lot of it while I'm cooking.
Do you?
I do. I've got a Bose little stereo thing and you can connect, and it works really well with iPhones. So it just hooks up my iPhone, whatever I'm playing, onto the Bose, into my kitchen.
Fab.
Whilst I'm multitasking.
Cool.
Way to go.
Like it. I tend to listen to opera when I'm cooking.
Oh, okay.
That's very sophisticated.
I'm really very sophisticated. I must be getting old, isn't it? I'm really getting into it. I can't stand female opera singers. No. But male opera singers. Il Divo.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder why.
I think there might be another reason.
Yeah.
Shh, Paul's listening. Do you like a bit of Il Divo? Anyway, moving on. Let's quickly go and have a look at what tweets we've got. I love the way people went,
right, I see.
Right. We've had a shout out request from the beautiful, lovely Lisa Settle at Telcare. Good morning, Lisa. Can you squeeze in a shout out for the Biz Diaries Tunbridge Wells, which is coming up now on the 4th of April at the Hotel Duven? They're delighted to announce that Ian Barnard as a storyteller on the Business Diaries. So that's on the 4th of April at 7:15 at the Hotel Duven. If you go to, I think they normally you can book on via Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite, look up Business Diaries or follow at the Biz, B-I-Z, Diaries, TW on the Twitter, and you can find out more about them. The Business Diaries are great. You'll have to try to get to one of these, Stacey. They do them in Tunbridge Wells and they do them in Chatham.
Yeah.
But they're really great because it's just people talking and it's not necessarily about their business journey or business or anything like that. It's something that's happened to them in their life, and they always have a theme. Started by Lisa last year. Lisa, was it the year before? Might have been the year before. And Lisa started it. It must 2 years ago, and this is the third year. And it's really nice. So it is another form of networking.
Yeah.
But it's really relaxed, and you get to see parts of people that you wouldn't necessarily have seen before.
Get to know the person
exactly
behind the brand.
Yeah, and it was you know, you get sad stories, happy stories. So 1 minute you're laughing, 1 minute you're crying. Yeah. It's really great, really great concept. So yes, that's on the 4th of April. So go and check that out. What have you got over there, Julie?
Good stuff. So we've got, I think on the tweets as well, there's Romney Resource, RRC.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about if you need a place to host a board meeting, a staff training or networking event, they have lots of meeting rooms and conference spaces. They are at, where are they at? I think you can just find them on Facebook and Twitter at Romney Resource. If the location suits you.
It's brilliant. The Romney Resource Centre. They're all about bringing businesses together. It's sort of a charity to help the community and to help the businesses.
Brilliant. Check them out. Yeah.
We've had a tweet from the lovely Simon Webster, who does the Money Talk show at Money Talk Under Guru. Oh, Simon, you just have to bring the B word into it, didn't you? I was trying to avoid the B word today. Following a second Brexit humiliation, May's government staggers on under ever increasing pressure. The UK government is now in a catch-22 position. Simply can't. Tune in to Money Talk. Oh, Simon's back. Woohoo. So Simon will be back today at 1 p.m. to talk about the consequences of the Brexit mess. I guess if nothing else, it's giving people something to talk about, and the news people something to talk about, and you know.
Oh yeah, it's definitely been plenty of material.
Yeah,
we've not been short of something to talk about.
What are we to talk about today? Oh, let's talk about Brexit. Let's move on fast.
Yeah, let's do that. So we've also got a tweet from Athelbrae Limited. They've got a time management and customer service event, it looks like, that's running.
They do trainings
at Chilston Park.
Yeah.
They're doing it at £1.99 per person. Bookings can be taken through kate@athelbrae.co.uk. If time management is something you need help with, give them a go.
Yeah, their trainings are fantastic, and they're on their way to Padstow for some good food and windy walking. Certainly, make sure you don't get blown away, Kate. And we've had a shout out from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, great friend of the show. Hi, Amanda, Julian, guest. We had a fantastic day yesterday. Yes, I had the Jobs in Kent .com careers fair, which went very, very well. Big shout out to the exhibitors, attendees, and all the support we had through retweets and shares. They had great. So open up job fair, bringing.
Yeah, I saw that on social media. Actually, it looked really good.
It's Tracy runs some great workshops, which is helping people, you know, how to apply for jobs, how to go to interviews, how to write CVs and all that type of thing. Because a lot of people that are out of work sometimes, I think, struggle with their confidence and knowing what to do and all that type of thing. So it's a real good mixture. And it was really nice actually to have the job fairs back, because so much has gone digital, and you know what, face-to-face, you can never beat face-to-face. So the job fairs, Jobs in Kent are running a series of job fairs this year, which I think is really good, because you get to meet people and meet the employers.
Yep. Actually get face-to-face and talk through stuff with a real person.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, I think. Julie, let's have a quick look what events we've got coming up.
Yep, let's do that. Date for your diary. We've got on Friday the 22nd of March at the Mercure, Dartford, Brands Hatch Hotel, between 8:30 in the morning till 3 p.m, the West Kent Grow Kent Conference. It's a big one. So join our digital experts to hear the latest updates, Gareth Cairns, ZC Social Media, Grow Your Gram, learn how to get more reach, create great images, and the do's and don'ts. There'll be Jade Pluck who does LinkedIn. Jade Pluck, who does LinkedIn success. Hear about the new changes to LinkedIn and how you can harness them to make the most of the platform for your business. And also Mark Jennings from Storm Chasers Digital. So there you can find out about Google Analytics and how to use it to uncover your best content that creates the most traffic and conversions. So there'll be obviously a great lineup of speakers, a panel discussion, and lots of great advice about growing your business. It's £47 plus VAT for the tickets, which do include breakfast, lunch and refreshments. And for more info, go to growkent.co.uk.
great event.
Sounds good. It will be so amazing.
When you get to, when you're at that stage where you need to grow your business, it's knowing how to do
the
it,
next so. Level.
Yeah, it's leveling. Really good. Mm. I did forget at the beginning of the show, very remiss of me, I do apologise. We do have show sponsors for this next couple of months, and it is the wonderful Zoe and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media and their ZC Live, which is coming up. So here's a date for your diary, and it is coming fast. So get it in your diary and do book if you want to. It's the ZC Live. Each year, the Zoe and Gareth come together with a whole team of amazing international speakers to cover social media, what's new, what's coming up, what's going on. Fantastic event. It's free to attend. Each year they normally have 400 to 500 attendees, so it's also a great networking opportunity. It's at the Strood Academy on Friday the 31st of May from 8 a.m. and if you want to find out more, if you go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk and click on the ZC Live tab, but they always, there's always something new to learn, which is great.
I bet they cover so much stuff, and just to be able to go, and one of the benefits of having an event like that and free, which is an added bonus, is that you get to talk to other people about what they're doing and how they're doing it and what kind of successes that they've had as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's the thing, I think, with social media. You listen to the experts, which is great, and learn from them, but then also discuss it amongst yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes what people have learned personally and how they do their social media could help you as well.
Yeah. You learn from other people's mistakes, if anything.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
say, oh,
don't
I
do
went,
that.
Yeah, I did this and I really messed up. Don't do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we have had a tweet from Zoe saying, good morning. She's going to listen in later because she's off to Rochester this morning with lovely Sarah Belsom. They're going to have a little look around the beautiful Rochester. I love it there.
Nice. So I've got the Breaking Big workshop with business doctors and the Chartered Institute of Building.
didn't expect that word.
Surprised
on the
end, it existed.
Yeah. This is being held on 19th of March, starting at 6 to 8.30 in the evening at Quigg Golden Solicitors in Maidstone. The workshop will show you how to quickly and clearly review where your business is right now and consider what should be done to achieve your personal vision. It's suitable for either newly formed or established businesses looking for growth. With our 10 practical steps to success, you'll waste no time in realising your full potential. The event is actually free to all CIOB, so that's our Chartered of Institute of Building members.
There we go.
There we are. And £10 for non-members. To book, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or events.ciob.org.
Fantastic.
There we go.
Oh, Peter and the business business doctors, they do run some really great events.
Yeah, they do.
Predominantly free or small charge, and yeah.
They do a lot of
all those tips you can learn to build
absolutely.
The business.
Absolutely. And they do a lot of events also at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, I believe.
Yeah.
I actually saw Peter this morning.
Oh, did you?
Networking, I did.
Morning,
yes.
Peter. Yeah, you were networking this morning, weren't you?
I was networking at Brian's Business Networking. Great big slap up, full English, and I fill my plate full, ready for a great morning.
Just the top of the agenda, yeah. Isn't it? Well, I'll come, but what kind of breakfast?
Yeah, breakfast. I mean, look at my Insta stories, because I'm not joking. It's like literally towering. It's all good.
I can't do that sort of breakfast at time in the morning.
But you know, when you're up at 5,
yeah,
I mean, come on, you're up at 5,
yeah.
And you're on the go, and that's the thing, for a couple of hours, and you're networking, and you're talking, and you're pitching.
Yeah, I just don't get up at 5.
Unless you went to BBN, you would.
Yeah, bless him. Brian's always, this is years ago when I first started, he was like, come to Dartford. And Brian, I just can't get up that time in the morning. Just
and coming from Tenterton to Dartford is
well,
not
no,
a fair
but this
journey.
Is when I lived in Bexley.
Oh, okay. You didn't have an excuse.
It was literally just 10 minutes around the corner from me where he hosted it. But it's just,
it's still, those early mornings are not great.
They're great.
Great for the eyes, either the, like, the bags and the,
That's what
extra concealer on.
Yeah,
extra concealer.
We were having this conversation off air, wasn't we? She was saying about Brian's BBN, and Stacey was saying that when she was young and enthusiastic.
Yes, and naive.
Not
that long ago, that was.
Not that long ago. Just a few years ago. That's how I started. That was my first job at university.
Amazing. I love that. It was your first job. What a great insight into business.
Oh, my Absolutely. Word. Yeah, talk about jumping in. At the deep end, it was a business networking meeting, and I would be the person who would get on the phones and ring people up and inviting them, inviting them over, like I say, a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, they needed someone like you to do that job.
Yes. Do you remember those days when you were young and enthusiastic?
Yeah, I know. And yeah, that eventually I would go to meetings and I would run meetings at 6:30 in the morning and then head off to my lectures at university at 9 o'clock. So yeah, I think I said
full day. You've done a whole full day before you even got to your lectures, haven't you?
Yeah, like I said, how boring was I? I just did not do university right. That's not how it's supposed to be done.
They wouldn't have as many names and numbers in their little black book as you, though.
Exactly. I was ready and raring to go once I'd done.
It's funny. And we were saying, I mean, it's not that now we're older, we haven't got as much enthusiasm. We've got loads of enthusiasm. We just don't have the energy.
Energy.
Anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Where does that
go? It's just a million days. It's quite different when you've got to wake up with a 1 year old. Yeah. I didn't have to do, the 5 o'clock wake up with a 1 year old back then. So different priorities.
It is completely. It's so funny. We've had a tweet from the lovely team at 62 at 62 underscore tech on the Twitter. Morning, we've had a busy week attending events and Megan is tuning in today. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Came last week to our International Women's Day event. It was lovely to see you, Megan. Yeah. Please, can we have a shout out? You certainly can, for our Kent Digital Meetup, Ashford, which is next week. Lucy Hall and Molly Wright are this month's speakers. So that's the... every month in different locations around Kent, the Kent Digital Meetup get together and it's a great place. So if you're in the digital tech industry, fantastic to catch up with people within the industry. If you're not, but you want to learn what's, you know, what's going on in the industry, it's still a great place to go to. So this one is the Ashford one, which is next Wednesday, 20th at 6:30 PM at the Ashford Picture House.
You've got to go in. Just go and have a coffee. And it's gorgeous. It's very contemporary furniture and, you know, massive space.
Is it?
Coffee area.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's great. Meeting and obviously area. They've got venue space, so I think that's my excuse. But thank you. We'll be having a great show. So that's it. If you want to go next Wednesday, if you actually go to at KD... There you go. You got that?
TVN.
KD Meetup on the Twitter. Or if you go to Meetup and put in Kent Digital... you can find the Ashford one to book on to that. And that is another one free to attend. We do like these freebies to attend.
Yeah.
It's good. And it's amazing what you can learn when you're out and about and networking.
Absolutely. I've got another one, another event.
You have.
We've got on the 25th of March, starting at 2 to 4 in the afternoon at the Business Tariff. Oh, this is...
There we go.
I didn't realise it was there. I didn't look that far down the page. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a repeat shout out to the Business Doctors and Business in Maidstone. It's a free event called Cash Management. So in just 2 hours, we will give you 10 tips on how to start generating cash the minute you leave the room. With the newly acquired cash, you'll be able to invest in more staff, equipment, or whatever your business needs. With the investment... achieving your vision will become a reality sooner. So to book for this, I mean, it sounds really interesting. To book, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and look for events. So yeah, fantastic. Get yourself down there. Like another free event.
Within 10 minutes, cash. Is that like they're going to show you how to rob a bank or something?
Yeah. magic tricks. So
I'm
magic
up for it.
All this money. Yeah,
brilliant.
Sounds good.
Again, another great event hosted by the Business Doctors. We were talking about marketing earlier. Again, it's just trouble. You see, we have so many great conversations off air and on air. But we were saying, obviously, about Brian's business networking, and he's always really full, which is great.
He does a brilliant PR job on his own groups. You know, he absolutely markets it.
Yeah, I've already heard demand. Quite a lot, actually.
It's exclusive, you know. Big numbers of professionals in the room. He's fantastic. Like getting the right kind of caliber of people in the room.
And we're saying that's one is one way to actually generate demand. As soon as you start saying, well, it's not for everybody, or it's very limited, actually, then all of
everybody
a sudden of a sudden our brains light up. It's like, okay, well, I need to be in there. It definitely is for me.
I love that the word, I don't know how or when, where the word was generated, but FOMO. Create the FOMO, people, especially for events, things like that. And a lot of people, when they're running events, they just don't get it. And they put a little bit of marketing out there to try and sell the event. But it's about creating that whole buzz around the event. The pre-event marketing.
Yep. Let other people do the work for you. That's the best kind of marketing.
Exactly. And then when you're there on the day, keep that going. So people that haven't been able to come can check in on social media and see what's going on and go, oh, so gutted I didn't make it.
Exactly.
And then post-event, you know, you miss this and go on. Because then if you're going to run another one, it, you know, it keeps going. You really have to.
Well, that was me with LinkedIn Local. I missed that one. Mm. And I definitely felt like I'd missed that.
You did definitely miss out on that one.
I had FOMO.
We can vouch for that, both me and Amanda.
Thanks. Just rub it in a bit more. Yeah, it was really good when you were there. No, but that's definitely in... there's another one
in June, which would be nice to have a summer one, actually, because I think the past one as well was in the winter.
Yes.
It was October time or autumn.
It was October.
And it was cold again. It was dark night. So it'd be nice to have it in a bit of sunshine and light.
You know how those events work and they're so good is because when you get that many people in the room, all you need to do is provide a room and have that many people. And it's great because, you know, you can spend 3 hours.
People
just
connect with people.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fantastic.
It works for itself. Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. But obviously, marketing, branding. I obviously planned this week's show, having a branding and a marketing person in the same room, because they all tie in really nicely. But what we're going to do is we're going to have Julie's expert tip.
Oh, yes.
Before we go to the break. Have you forgotten?
Let's do that. Yeah.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk to... Stacey more about how she got into what she's doing, and then we can really get into the marketing conversation.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Before I do my tip, could I just do one quick little plug?
Of course you
can. For one of my connections who's let me know that they've got you'll know that in February we had London Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up on the 25th of March to the 31st of March is the London Dog Week. All information can be found about it at londondogweek.com, and it's hotly anticipated to be one of the best dog shows of the year. It says here it's for the London Dog Week's fashion brunch on Saturday, the 30th of March at the M Restaurant in Victorian London. It will be setting the stage for diners to experience the funkiest fashion dog walk in Europe. Right.
Now it's going to be dogs dressed up.
Would that be a little bit of that? But good food. Obviously, very attractive dogs. And I'm just thinking, you know, our Kent population have amazing, you know, dog love. I think, you know, get your dog on the high speed, get down to London, dress them up. There's going to be dog like lunches as well. They're doing the whole, it's going to be like
going to town.
So just, if you're interested, londondogweek.com. And coming back to my tip, staying on that fashion theme. So, in terms of what you dress, how you dress, I always say dress to fit your body shape and, you know, and your size. A lot of people cover themselves up and they tend to, I think subconsciously, wear bigger clothes to hide their shape. Yeah. And that's the absolute no-no. You know, you want to be accentuating those curves and absolutely, you know, showing off your best features. So my tip for this week is know your stretch.
Okay.
And that is basically knowing what the secret formula is to buying your T-shirts and your jeans. So what I would say is that for a soft but a good form-fitting T-shirt, you should always have 95% cotton and a 5% lycra spandex combo in the material.
Right.
For jeans to hold their shape, you need at least 2% lycra in there. Otherwise, you get a bit of a baggy derriere. Nobody wants that.
So that is definitely not in fashion. Nobody wants a baggy derriere.
No. So massive tip. Buy clothes that fit. A little bit of stretch in them so it clings a little. It doesn't have to cling a lot, but it's just to get that fit in and to accentuate your best, your best features. Nice bum, nice hips. You know, don't then go and cover it over with a big baggy jumper. So for more tips from me, check out thechicstylist.com.
Fantastic. Now, before we go to our break, we are running a bit late, but never mind. You do have a special offer coming up, which you don't want to forget about.
Thank you so much. Yes.
So do give that
Thank
a shout
you, Amanda.
Out.
So I have a Mother's Day style pamper and shoots offer. So we've got a couple of different packages. We've got the bronze, the silver and the gold. And it works from having style consultations where we work through your style personality, identifying your body shape, knowing your personal season, wow colours, etc., through to having a wardrobe declutter And then a fabulous personal shopping spree, getting a beauty makeover, skincare gifts, goodie bags, and then a photo shoot with a printed image. And of course, glasses of Prosecco all along the way. Wow, so that's it. There are some great offers there. I'll pop them on the Twitter. So, you know, do have a look at that. Do share that around the place. Some really good deals. You're getting effectively like 50% off on those deals. So please do look at it. Glorious. Men, for your wives, on behalf of your kids, to buy for Mother's Day.
I might just put this in front of my husband's nose. I
think perfect. That's a great idea. Thank you so much.
Don't forget that. Right, we're going to have a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking marketing and Stacey Toots life.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks. Yeah, put you on the spotlight. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 15th of March already. Woo. It is my birthday month. I haven't mentioned it yet. What's wrong with me?
I know that though.
Yes, it's
nice. I did know that on the countdown to birthday.
Okay. 9 days to go to my birthday.
Okay. I'll look at the dates.
Accepting presents and gifts and
Prosecco.
I am joined in the studio by the gorgeous Julie Daniel, the chic stylist, and our guest is Stacey Tillett, the Stacey Tillett marketing expert. We're going to just emphasize your name there. But this song, I've just perfect for us this morning. Do you know what it is yet? I watched this the other day, Bohemian Rhapsody movie, and
you watched it?
Yeah, fantastic. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few.
Fortune and everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions. Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses, free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It's Friday the 15th of March. Anybody else really glad it's Friday this week?
Oh, God, yeah. Always. Had a busy week.
It's yeah. I mean, it's funny because we always say that, but as a business owner, obviously, you're switched on 24/7.
Yeah.
But that where it comes to the point where you actually have to make sure you take time out. So make sure you have evenings
especially
off.
Have
weekend.
Kids, yeah, because absolutely. You know, I feel so bad when I'm still working late into a Friday night or Saturday morning. I'm back on the laptop first thing, and the kids are like, "But mom, you're on that laptop all week." And then I'm like, "Yeah, actually, yeah, it's weekend," because you forget it's the weekend sometimes, don't you?
Exactly. And there comes a point where you just stop being productive, don't you?
Oh, of course.
You know, where you're just flogging a dead horse, and you think, actually, I'm better off cutting it off now, taking that time back for myself. And you come back and you look at things with a fresh pair of eyes, don't you? And you just think, ah, okay.
Especially when you get out of the house or the office and actually get some fresh air.
Absolutely. I'm a big, big fan of just needing to get out. And that's when I do my best thinking time.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about and I'm walking down those country lanes that you hate, Julie.
Yeah.
That's when I have so many ideas that come to me. And it adds up, obviously, as doubles up getting my little one out and getting some fresh air for him as well. So it's all about multitasking.
Of course.
Again.
It is.
My life is so busy, we have to fit it all in.
Absolutely. And that's what I think. I always have, like, weekends. Thank goodness the weekend we can just chill. But then sometimes midweek, I'm like, you know what? Need to stop.
Yeah.
As you say, sometimes you're just flogging and then it's like, and you know what?
You're better off.
But that's the beauty as a business owner, isn't it? That we can do that.
Exactly.
Unlike the 9-to-5ers who have to keep going till Friday.
I've got that bonus. I finished, I'd done some work, quite a big piece of work for somebody, and I have to admit, and I hope my other half isn't listening now, but I have to admit, I just thought, you know what, I'm taking the afternoon off. And I sat on the sofa, got Netflix on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. That's what I'm doing this afternoon.
And I just thought, yeah, okay. It's hard. We work really hard when you own your own business. So do you know what? You deserve that time.
And we don't
want to
feel guilty about it. No. Don't feel guilty. No. You know, we do work hard.
It takes a little while, I think, to learn that. But that is the most vital thing, isn't it? Take time out. And as a mother as well. You need to do that own
even
time.
More.
Yeah.
Because when you're not working, you're looking after the family, and that's...
Yeah, and it's difficult sometimes going from, you know, if you've got an office at home and then you switch off and immediately you're into mum mode immediately. And that takes a bit of getting used to,
or the washer, or the cook, or the cleaner. The many hats we wear.
Yes.
So amazing we are. So... We've gone straight into talking with Stacey, which is fantastic. So, but we can tell from your accent, you're not originally from Kent.
Not from these parts.
Not from these parts.
No, I did, like I said, I did think about just warning you beforehand, just so you know, I am northern.
We've got a bit of a northern accent going on here, people. But no, do tell us. Yeah. And what you, what brought you down to Kent?
Where did you come from?
So I'm from the outskirts of Manchester. And the Lancashire side. So sometimes some people are always, oh, where are you? You're from Yorkshire? I'm like, nope, nowhere near
It's
there.
A whole different accent as well,
it is,
isn't it?
It's completely different.
I think our southerners don't differentiate,
I know.
Really.
That's why I always get the well north of Watford Gap.
Yeah.
Or I tend to get a lot of people say, oh, do you know, Manchester's actually nice, isn't it? And it's like, yes, we have running water and electricity. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's a cosmopolitan city, you know. Life exists up there.
So
I said I was going to tell this story, didn't I? Like, small town gal heads to the big city.
Yeah.
But it's not that interesting.
No.
Well, it is. I did do that.
What brought you down?
So I was working for a company. I was working... going back and forth from where I was into London quite a bit. So I was in PR and advertising. So I had a job where I enjoyed plenty of free lunches and they were very nice. Those were definitely the days. And I met my other half when I was doing that. So
does he do the same
in Kent.
Is he in PR? And
he is in advertising, like sales. Okay. So sales and marketing. Yeah. What a combo.
Dream team. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, we met in London while I was working. He's a Kent boy, and I made the move, and I got a job in a London agency and made the move down here. So yeah, it was
welcome.
Thanks. Thank you very much. It's taken me a little while. I said to you before, Julie, didn't I, that when people give me a place name and I don't know it, so I'm like, I'm really sorry, I don't know that yet.
To be fair, I'm a Kent girl, and apart from living abroad for about 10 years, I've lived in Kent all of my life. I still don't know where half the places are in Kent.
Oh God, it's not just me.
No,
it's
absolutely not.
I really struggled at first. It was really silly, with really silly things, thinking, I don't even know where that motorway goes to. I don't know where my nearest Boots is. I don't know where my nearest M&S is.
We'll let you off as a northerner. It's okay.
We do have them.
Yeah, but you know, there's, because Kent is the largest non-metropolitan county in the UK.
I mean, it's huge. To get across one area of Kent to the other, I mean, it can take you well over an hour to get, you know, it's so vast.
It is vast, but it's great. And so have you always worked then within PR and marketing, or
so? Yeah, I head down and I worked for an agency, so I was doing PR and advertising, and then I headed agency side, made the move. And actually, people normally go from agency side to client side, but I did it the other way around, because, you know, I thought, why not? Here's a challenge.
Absolutely.
And actually, yeah, I think I was saying before, I always envisaged when I was younger that I'd be a real corporate board, you know, one of those
city slickers.
City, absolutely. Floor to ceiling office, big leather chair, you know, I mean, throw in like a Bond villain style cat and you're pretty much, that's it. Yeah. Little did I know, actually, I was destined for other stuff. I'm much more of a jeans shirt and desert boot. I am
creative.
Who knew? Yeah. And I started working. So I've worked with agency side with some really good brands such as Unilever, and I used to work building marketing campaigns for brands in at Sainsbury's, which was fantastic. But it was only until I actually started working with much smaller businesses where you get to see the person behind the brand,
yeah,
and you start to understand their why they're doing it, and that person comes to you and says, I've got this budget, really, really precious budget. I need you to make it work. We need to make this happen. And I think there's an awful lot of fear around marketing. People are scared of it. And I think sometimes there are some of my marketing peers who don't help that, because they like to make out that it's a really dark art. But those people who own those businesses, once I started working with those smaller businesses and those brands, where you could really see the impact that it made and the impact it made on their why they're doing the business, that's when I thought, okay, this is what I want to do. And I want to do it for myself as well. I want this. It's really inspiring when you see somebody, you know, go out and take that brave step out and set up their own business. And I thought, actually, yeah, that's for me as well, you know. Turns out that, like I say, I'm not going to be one of those cogs in a huge system after all.
That woman in the top of the tower. Yeah. I am in charge.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't me at all.
And was that, did you make that decision around the time of being pregnant or having your child, or was it before or after?
So I think I'd always had in the back of my mind that I always wanted to work for myself and that this is what I wanted to do. And like I say, the satisfaction that comes from working with the smaller businesses, and where you just see the fog lift and they go, okay, I get it now. Yeah. I get it. It makes sense.
It's a huge puzzle to a lot of businesses to know how to market themselves properly.
Yeah.
To get the right message out there and deliver it in the right way.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of pressure. People feel an awful lot of pressure. But if you can just get rid of the rubbish,
because as business owners, clutter. We also have different hats as well, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
And especially as you're talking about, a lot of businesses that you're working with are small businesses. So they predominantly are just, you know, business of one, maybe two or three. And they tend to have to do it all.
Yeah, they're the accountant, they're HR, they're everything.
So when you throw in marketing into the mix, it's like, oh my God, what the hell and do I do now?
Yeah, it could be. You could spend, you know, 5 days, 7 days a week on your marketing. It's entirely possible. It's almost like an infinite list.
And I mean, social media, as we know, is the big thing, isn't it, at the moment? I mean, I spend a hell of a lot of time. Insta's my platform.
Yep.
So a lot of time and effort goes into that, from the stories to the posts to the engagement.
Yeah, comments. It's quite fun as well.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, so I enjoy it. So I spend extra time on this. Yeah.
That's
a result.
That's what makes a difference as well. With, I mean, social media is an amazing platform for marketing if you utilize it properly. And I think it just helps if you enjoy using social media.
That's the thing. It's obviously the clue's in the title. It's social. And I think for a lot of people, actually probably myself included, I'm actually a relatively introverted person, actually. And I think you've got to accept, if you're that type of person, it doesn't come naturally. That's okay. That's all right. Mm. Just bring it right back down to basics of why you're doing it. What do you want to get out of it? And remember that, you know, don't be concerned what other people are posting. By all means, look at what they're doing, learn from what they're doing, but don't get obsessed with the fact they've got thousands and thousands of followers.
The problem is that's what people are doing, isn't it?
Yeah,
we will always compare ourselves to each other and people in the industry who've been in it longer, who are doing a better job, who get those clients that we want, etc.
Yeah, and you know, you always say don't compare your start with somebody else's middle. And that it is very easy to do, and it's very easy to get caught up in a social game. But just bring yourself back to why you're doing it, and you want to bring in the business. So what's going to bring in business? And if you're bringing in business and you've got a few hundred followers, that doesn't matter, because if it's achieving what you want it to achieve, that's what matters. That's all that counts.
I think people are very much too preoccupied by numbers as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's why, obviously, when social media was started getting huge, people were like selling thousands and thousands of followers, and you were getting everybody to like everything. And it doesn't matter. It's about the quality, quantity.
Absolutely.
And having it the right people. I'm just going to stop just quickly, because we have had a tweet from Lisa. Morning, Lisa. And who says, welcome to Stacey.
Thank you.
Her husband's family are all from Lancashire, Torrington, near Bury. Lovely to hear the accent.
Oh, thanks. I always like to admit, whenever I hear a northern accent, I always want to stop people in, which is a very northern thing to do. Just so you know, it's very nice to hear a northern accent.
You know, the northerners, there was a research about it around the northerners are so much more friendly. There's a whole thing around the percentage of northerners who are more open, friendly, more smart to people on the street, whereas as soon as you come down south, everybody's got their head in the papers and don't want to look up from the paper.
I think once you get anybody on an individual one-to-one basis, everybody's the same, really. Yeah. But you get people in that crowd mentality.
Yeah.
I mean, I quite like living in a village, actually, because it's much more like...
It's more community.
I get anybody on a one-to-one basis than the same, but otherwise, people have tended to look at me very oddly when I've smiled at them or I've said hello. They look at me like I'm
an alien.
Yeah. What are you looking at? I mean,
now, getting back to marketing, because unfortunately we are fast running out of time.
Yep.
So you call yourself a generalist when it comes to marketing. Mm. So tell us briefly how you work with your clients, how you help your clients.
So essentially what I want to do, my whole thing, I've talked about taking the fear out of marketing, is making sense out of marketing and giving people the big picture. I think because it can be so confusing, and some people can tend to dart down one particular channel, and social media being one of those. And yes, in many instances, it's absolutely the right thing to do. I can't think of anybody that I've worked with where I've not said, yes, I think social media is right for you. But people can tend to dart down one or two channels without thinking first, what do I want to get out of it? What do I need to achieve? So I bring it right back down to that, to the business and your why, what you want to achieve, and then make a plan out from there. Because marketing's about so much more than just the different channels.
Yeah.
It's about your positioning. It's about what your brand is, where you sit in the market, what you stand for, who your target audience is, therefore how do you price yourself, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how I work with clients. I build them a plan. I also do workshops. apps as well, so that we just work on one particular area. So I've been working with a person who had a brilliant offer, had created this fantastic offer, really, really good, but they hadn't quite got who they were talking to quite right, and therefore their marketing wasn't working, even though what they were doing was pretty good. So we just took it right back to who we're talking to. Then how many people do you want to get to that event? So we start from there, and then we build from there.
And of course, on different social media platforms, you have different target markets, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Because of course, as we know, LinkedIn is very professional.
Yeah.
Small businesses and corporates, etc. there.
Yeah.
And then you've got the likes of Facebook, which is, you know, a little bit more casual, mm-hmm. Social, yeah. families and friends.
Yeah.
But then also for local businesses too, do quite well with that.
Yeah. They work in different ways. And I think one of the things that people can confuse, they use the same content in the same way across all different platforms. Well, they're not. So Twitter's is far more conversational. Much more conversational than Instagram, for exactly. example. And Instagram is great. It's much more aspirational.
Yeah.
And it's more got that more of the lifestyle feel Absolutely. To it. And like you say, LinkedIn is much more professional.
And yeah. sometimes people are not necessarily using the platforms in that
in
right
that
way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, not yeah. hitting the right target market. So they could be doing all the great stuff, but they're yeah. doing it on Insta when really they need to be doing it on Facebook or yeah. on Twitter or... You know,
yeah, exactly.
So what you do is you set it up, speak with them, find out exactly what they want to achieve.
Yes. Yeah,
And
find
then,
out where they are, because they might have yeah. a lot of it done already.
Yeah, and sometimes I think, yeah, if people aren't getting immediate results, they think it's not working.
Yeah,
but a lot of the time it can be
a tweak.
It's a long game as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
about being seen in, was it seven places?
Seven touch points.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to think not only about your reach, but the frequency as well.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Facebook ads can be, and Instagram ads can be fantastic, can be brilliant, but it takes more than one go for most products or services. It takes far more than just one go of them seeing
Absolutely.
You. You need to build up that trust with people and the recognition.
Following up surely with the email marketing as well. It's not
That's
just
thing,
social
it's an
media.
Integrated approach.
Nurturing your clients.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. 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 It's a complete integrated approach, and you could have so many. Like I say, there's almost an infinite number of channels, but that's why I do. I'll say, let's look at the big picture for you and how everything works with everything else. And we've talked about offline, you know, everyone talks about digital marketing, which is obviously really important. There isn't marketing and digital marketing. Digital is a channel,
yeah.
but that can work really, really well offline when you meet somebody at events. And we know that one-on-one time and networking is so powerful because people buy from people.
Exactly. There's just so many different channels and so many different conversations.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Believe it or not, the hour goes so fast.
Really quick.
But it's been great to hear more about you and your
Thank
story
you
and why you came down north. It's very often that, isn't it? I came down for a boy, I came down for a girl.
It's
things.
If classic.
People want to find out more about you and contact you, what's the
yes.
best way for them to find you?
So it's Stacey Tillott Marketing, and Stacey is with an EY. Tillott is TILLOTT marketing.co.uk. Or you can find me on Instagram or Twitter just at Stacey Tillott.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll get you on again later, because we always run out of time to talk about loads of stuff. We just don't stop.
Yeah.
But it's been a real pleasure having you on. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, ladies.
You're very welcome. I have got a couple more events I want you guys to put in your diaries. So now these are a little bit further down the line. But get them in your diaries. So Thursday the 9th of May is the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast. Now this is for anybody who books events, who likes to organise events. So it is for event professionals, event agencies, corporate buyers, PAs and VAs and business owner who want to meet and greet the great venues and suppliers that are out there for their events. We're very much heavily focused on the great London venues and the southeast venues that are out there. There's stately homes, there's manor houses, there's castles, there's of course wildlife reserves, but it's great, and we've got some great speakers, fantastic workshops for everybody. It's free to attend. It's at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin on Thursday the 9th of May. If you go to Venues Events Expo, expo.co.uk, you can find out more. Now, as we have said, the year is going really fast. So this is one for September, which is going to be great for you. I know. But my get birthday it out there month. Now. Okay.
Perfect.
Yay. Thursday, the 26th of September, is the Tech Expo Southeast. It's the first event of its kind in the southeast of England, a full-day exhibition for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their business with the power of technology. Meet with over 100 suppliers from different sectors of technology, including IT support, cybersecurity, software, digital marketing and online accountancy. We've got five fantastic speakers. The keynote speaker is Brian Sutton from Microsoft. We have Bill Burton from a company called Dale Carnegie. They're a HR, but they're very much from Dale Carnegie wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he's going to be doing a talk on staying human in the digital world, which is a really good, you know, touch and base on that. Plus, we have got the wonderful AM Marketing who are going to be a part of it. ZC Social Media, Aaron Taylor from 6-2 Event. There's loads. Obviously, we've got time to give you all the details, but if you go to TechExpo, EXPO UK.com, you can find out more. Registration is going to open next month. That is the end of another amazing show. Tune in next week. I have got Richard Bell, our security expert, on the line on the show with our guest, his Patience, who is a transformational coach and business trainer. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.